Welcome to the Building Great Lives podcast, a podcast about real life, real issues, and finding real answers to life's most difficult questions. And now your host, Trent Gillum.
Greetings, everyone. Trent here. Welcome to episode number 89 of the podcast. I'm glad you've joined the Building Great Lives journey. Before we get started, as always, I'd like to say a huge thank you to our monthly ministry partners and to you, the listener. You make this ministry possible. If you would like to support our global ministry efforts, please consider one of the convenient giving options listed in the show notes. I'm excited to have you on the Building Great Lives team here at the Building Great Lives podcast. It's our desire to help people from around the world grow, heal, discover, and fulfill their unique purpose. Thank you for sharing these episodes. We're praying these messages of hope reach every possible person in every possible nation. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how to walk through the valley. While none of us want to go through difficult times, at some point, we all do. Because of that, it's vital to know how to navigate these low moments. Anyone can shout on the mountain, but a successful life requires us to learn how to navigate the valleys. The Bible uses familiar terms to illustrate real life experiences. For example, the mountaintop can represent good times, while the valley describes difficult days. A mountain, by definition, is a peak that rises above low places. To have a mountaintop experience means things are going good. It's a time of joy and happiness. The mountaintop represented great things in the Bible. On the mountain, God met with Moses. It was on the mountain where God showed Moses the promised land. It was on the mountaintop where Peter, James, and John witnessed the transfiguration. It was on a mountaintop where Jesus commissioned his followers. We all prefer the mountaintop experience. We all prefer to be happy. We all prefer for things to be working good. And the valley? Well, the valley experience is much different than the mountaintop. A valley, by definition, is a low area between two mountains. In a sense, the valley represents the difficult times we experience. The valley represents the days where we struggle, the days that are painful, the days where circumstances seem overwhelming. The valley is full of sadness. It's full of pain and fear and suffering and anguish, heartache, grief, and doubt. And understandably, we would much rather live our lives on the mountaintops where we experience success and happiness. It would be amazing to live in a world where there were no hard aches or difficult days. Unfortunately, valleys are inevitable. The Bible tells us in the book of John, chapter number 16 and verse 33, Jesus warned us that in this world we would have tribulation. Now, some have misunderstood what Jesus was meaning. He wasn't speaking about an end time event. He was talking about an everyday life event. The word tribulation in the King James, it means pressure, anguish, burdens, distresses of the mind, and afflictions. Sometimes we have to walk through the valley of loss. Sometimes we have to walk through the valley of disappointment. Sometimes we have to walk through the valley of grief. There are times that we have to walk through the valley of broken relationships. There are times that we have to walk through the valley of loneliness. And there are times that we have to walk through the valley of discouragement. And while these valleys are difficult, they do not have to defeat us, because God has given us the ability to overcome every valley. That is the will of God. The enemy has a plan to defeat you in the valley, but God wants to anoint you so that you can walk through the valley in victory and have a testimony of the power of God in your life. David experienced valleys too. He wrote in Psalms chapter 23 in verse number 4, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Historians, both past and present, believe that David was referring to a well-known valley between Jerusalem and Jericho. And that valley was filled with large boulders where thieves and robbers would hide and wait to ambush travelers. Some historians think that this is the location where the Good Samaritan found the man that had been beaten, robbed, and left half dead on the road. This well-known valley was a place the path would become very difficult to find. It was a place that was rugged and hard to navigate. The Hebrew phrase from Psalms 23 and verse 4, the shadow of death, it literally is translated to mean valley of the deepest darkness. David was very familiar with the valley of the deepest darkness. David walked through many difficult valleys. But David also teaches us that the valley doesn't have to destroy us. The valley doesn't have to conquer us. For he declared that we were to walk through the valley. We may go through these great and difficult days, but that is not your destination. The difficulty of the valley is only temporary compared to our eternal reward. And we need to remember that. No matter what you're going through, the valley is temporary. You will come out on the other side. Some of you can relate to David. You know what it's like to have been through some very dark valleys. Maybe that valley was caused by things that you could not control. Maybe it was caused by grief and despair. Maybe it was caused by depression. But whatever your deepest and darkest valley is, there are things that you can do that will help you overcome. What are some things to remember when you're walking through the valley? Number one, remember, regardless of how you feel, you are not alone. David confirmed it in Psalms 23 and verse 4. He said that when he walked through the valley of the shadow of death, that he would fear no evil. Why? He said, "For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." God will be with you every step of the way, guiding you, leading you, even though that deep, dark valley makes you feel isolated and alone. The first thing you need to do is remember that God is with you. You can go through this valley with the assurance of God's presence. The second thing you can do to survive the deepest, darkest valley is get a battle buddy. And you may be thinking, battle buddy? What is a battle buddy? Well, the United States Army developed the battle buddy program. A battle buddy is a partner that is assigned to each soldier. Each battle buddy is expected to assist their partner both in and out of combat. A battle buddy can save their fellow soldier's life by noticing negative thoughts and feelings and intervening to help in time of need. We need spiritual battle buddies. You need somebody that you can talk to. You need someone that you can open up to. Now, I understand that when you're in that deep, dark valley place, you don't always want to open up. We want to kind of keep it to ourselves because we're so concerned about what someone else will think of us. Well, why are they going through that? Why are they still dealing with that? If you're going to survive this valley, you've got to get past that, and you've got to find somebody that can battle this valley with you. You've got to find somebody you can trust, somebody you can talk to, somebody you can open up to, somebody that will keep it private, but somebody that you can check in with, that you can say, I'm doing okay today, or I'm not doing well today. You need to find a spiritual battle buddy that knows how to war in the spirit for you. And I feel this very strongly for somebody. You have to find someone to help keep you going forward in life's darkest days. The third thing that will help you survive the deepest, darkest valleys, take it one step at a time. Sometimes you have to get things down to the micro. Sometimes you have to, instead of taking it one day at a time, sometimes we have to take it 1 hour at a time. And sometimes we have to take it 1 minute at a time. But whatever you've got to do, take it one step at a time. Every valley is temporary. They are not your permanent dwelling place. When the darkness closes in and you don't know what else to do, keep walking. Do not give up. Keep holding on to the promises of God. Keep walking. Even if you have to limp, keep walking. And the fourth thing that you can do that'll help you walk through this valley into victory is you must guard your heart. You have to pay close attention to your heart. The enemy loves to attack us when we're down, when we're discouraged. When we are down and feeling low, we tend to be more emotionally and spiritually open to attack from the enemy. This is when he attempts to confuse us and he attempts to sidetrack us. We are more open to getting hurt and offended. So in order to be successful walking through the valley, you must guard your heart. The fifth thing you can do that will help you walk through life's darkest valleys is you must praise your way through. Now, I know, I get it. I understand full well that praising when you don't feel good isn't easy, but it's something you must find a way to do. There's been times I've been very discouraged. One time in particular, I was in Bible college, and a combination of things had me feeling really down for weeks. And one night I was laying in bed praying, tears running down my face, and I felt God prompt my spirit to get out of bed and worship. And admittedly, it took me a while to do it. I argued with God, and I had to push through that overall feeling of being down. But I did it. I kept forcing myself to stand beside my bed and worship. And as I began to praise, when everything in me wanted to quit and I kept pushing through, all of the sudden, the breakthrough came and the Holy Ghost came down. And immediately that feeling of heaviness lifted off of me. And I learned a valuable lesson. When you are in your lowest times, you find a way to push through and worship. I want you to notice what the psalmist David wrote in Psalms 23 and verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. All the days of my life. Not just the good days, all the days. There is goodness and mercy following you all the days of your life. In the good days, goodness and mercy. In the bad days, goodness and mercy. On the mountaintop, goodness and mercy. In the valley, goodness and mercy. Now, I want you to know, listener, no matter what deep, dark valley you may be in right now, there is goodness and mercy. This is so important for us to get in our spirit. I've seen so many people that walked away from the things of God and their calling in the midst of the valley. And as has become our tradition here at the Building Great Lives podcast, I want to pray for you, listener. I want to pray that God would encourage you right now. Lord, I'm asking you to help each listener. God, they may be walking in life's deepest and darkest valleys, But Lord, I know right now you're going to help them. You are with them. God, I pray that you would encourage them, that they would feel your strength and they would feel your power. Right now, God, I pray that they would feel motivated in the Spirit to keep pressing on. Don't walk away from your calling, listener. Keep pressing on. And as always, thank you so much for listening. In the meantime, please subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. If you enjoyed this episode, tell a friend, maybe text them the link or share it on your social. You can find me on social at Trent Gillam, that's G-I-L-L-I-A-M, on Instagram at Rev Gillam. You can also reach me at buildinggreatlivespodcast@gmail.com. And I look forward to hearing from you. And until next time, stay safe, take care, and let's keep building.
You've been listening to the Building Great Lives podcast, a member of the Real Life Church Network. Join us next time as we dig deeper into life's most challenging questions.